Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Could a shutdown sideline Mueller, one of the seven appropriations bills that needs to get passed in the next 10 days, is the Commerce, Justice, Science bill, which has some funding for Bob Mueller's probe of the White House. If the government shuts down, it will be up to President Trump to make Mueller essential or keep him sidelined until Congress finds a solution. Wonder what he'll do.
John Bresnahan, Burgess Everett, and Sarah Ferris have the latest on the shutdown showdown. Republicans are at the mercy of President Donald Trump, who is insisting on getting money for his border wall. Senate Republican leaders have been discussing spreading $5 billion for the wall over 2 years. It's unclear if Democrats will support that strategy. Democrats say they already have a deal on $1.6 billion on border security. The government is set to partially shut down December 7th. Republicans truly believe that Democrats will support legislation that includes wall money because they don't want to have to deal with it next year. A lot of the Democrats we speak to are skeptical of that, especially in the House. But this all has to be resolved over the next few days.
More Pelosi drama. Heather Cagle and Rachel Bade report the anti-Pelosi forces are stumbling over the strategy, with some upset over Seth Moulton's move to publicly pursue a compromise with Pelosi. That's not something every member of the anti-Pelosi faction wants to do. They've had a tough couple days after Pelosi picked off two of their members, but Congressman-elect Gil Cisneros of California just signed on to the group's letter after his race was called. House Democrats meet today ahead of the internal election tomorrow.
Narrative alert, Pelosi only needs to win half of the caucus, something around 120 votes. If she doesn't get to 218, which she'll need to get on the House floor in January, you'll hear a lot of grumbling from her opponents that she can't win the speakership, which is just not true. It's a lot easier to cast a vote against Pelosi in the closed election than it is on the House floor in public. Some people will take the opportunity to vote against her in a closed session so they can say they tried to stop her but couldn't.
The Guardian is reporting that Trump says Theresa May's Brexit deal sounds like a great deal for the EU. Delivering what they write is a, quote, weighty blow to May's hopes of steering her Brexit deal through Parliament. James Arkin was in Biloxi, Mississippi for Trump's rally for Cindy Hyde Smith. He writes Trump is leaving nothing to chance as the race tightened heading into the Thanksgiving holiday.
On the 2020 front, wow, that didn't take long. David Siders in El Paso, Texas reports that Beto O'Rourke has changed his mind, and he is no longer ruling out a 2020 bid. If you'll recall, he told NBC's Garrett Hake in Houston during the campaign that he would not run in 2020, no matter what happened in the Senate race. Brian Fowler is reporting that the lame duck may not be so lame. House Republicans have unveiled a giant tax package they are hoping to move that would include extenders and address glitches to their tax overhaul.
Some new additions to Politico's Best in Class Hill team, Marianne Levine and Sarah Ferris, are joining the Congress team. In the Jews, Christians United for Israel is spending $100,000 walloping Senator Rand Paul for putting a hold on the U.S.-Israel Security Act.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He's meeting with House Republican leadership at 2:30 p.m. in the Oval Office. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will participate in a White House Christmas reception at 3:45 p.m. They will also host a Christmas reception for the Secret Service. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.